No spin, just the facts, the questions, the answers. Chris Lynch on News Talk ZB.
It is News Talk ZB. The Minister supporting Christchurch regeneration is Nikki Wagnert, here to discuss the convention centre details. Good morning, Nikki. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Chris.
A lot of people wanting to know, why was an Australian company awarded this contract?
Well, it was the best company for the best job at the best price, and we think they can deliver very well for Christchurch.
Why don't we know who will pick up the ongoing operational costs of this? And shouldn't we know this by now, before you start committing?
The ongoing operational costs are costed in to the Convention Centre. At the moment, the Crown is building it, and the Crown will hold it. And the costs of operating it for at least 8 years are costed in. And we will look at how we will divest as we come through that process.
Okay. If or should this building go over budget, is there a clause in the contract that says it must be completed in a certain time frame with a certain amount of money and no more?
Yes, it's a fixed contract.
What does that mean?
That means it can't go over budget. It is a fixed price contract.
The $240 million that was touted yesterday, does that include and take into account so-called inflation?
Yes.
Duncan Webb says the operator will be Accor Hotel Group. Is he right?
No. The Accor Hotel Group was contracted to look at the operations of the convention centre because we didn't want to build something that an operator couldn't use. But we've also spoken to other operators, and generally speaking, they say if the configuration suits one, it will suit others. So Accor has been involved. We've got IP from them, but they're not necessarily going to be the operator.
Is it the Crown's best option to try and sell the convention centre contracts to private investors or private companies?
It may be. As I say, as it's built, we'll be talking to everybody that's interested, and we've got multiple people interested, and we'll come up with a decision that's best for Christchurch.
How confident are you the convention centre will be profitable on an operational basis?
Absolutely confident on that. What you've got to remember is that that's replacing the old convention centre. And if you remember pre-earthquake, the old convention centre was too small. It was going to be extended. This is a part of a multi-convention centres across the country. So we have one in Auckland, which is 3,500 capacity. We have this one in Christchurch, which is 2,000 capacity. And there'll be a smaller one in Queenstown. It is designed to match a specific niche. We can have international conferences, but we can also have local conferences, and the flexibility in the design means that we can have galas and balls and weddings and all those things that help pay the money and make sure that it's cost effective to run. But key here is the flexibility and how we can use it. We used to have 600 to 700 people conventions. We can now have two of those at the same time. So the overhead costs haven't doubled. We have a greater capacity to achieve.
Okay, we've seen some of the designs, the external and internal designs. It looks great. Can you confirm that part of the design includes an internal hotel?
No, it does not include an internal hotel. And you're right about the quality of the designs. They've actually been nominated for an award internationally, but there is space around the convention centre for up to a 200-bed quality hotel. So there will be some extra things happening around the convention centre as we work. It may be parking, it may be other things as well. So the space is there to develop those as time goes by.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Perfect segue. One word, parking.
Yes. 700 car parks within walking distance of the convention centre.
So no additional car parks, though, to be made?
There will be 700 when we open the convention centre.
Okay.
So we're talking about the Performing Arts Precinct, which is over the other side of the road. That's got car parking in it. That's what's planned. And there's other car parks in that area. So overall, about 700 within walking distance. And remember, in terms of conventions, particularly international ones, we don't need a car park for everybody.
Well, I hope that's the case.
That's the case.
I'm out of questions and we're out of time. Minister supporting Christchurch regeneration, Nikki Wagnert, thanks so much for your time this morning.
It's going to be a great convention centre and great for the future prosperity for Christchurch and the South Island.
Well, I certainly hope so. Nice to speak with you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Nikki Wagnert.